A former graduate student in biology at the University of Utah has just published the largest study to date of salmon movements in Alaska. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Sean Brennan is now doing his postdoc work at the University of Washington. He navigated a huge portion of the Nooshiegak River in western Alaska over a three-year period, collecting one unique bone called the otolith, which is the ear bone, from 255 Chinook salmon.
You know, the fact that every fish has this little chemical recorder inside its head is a boon to scientists who are interested in reconstructing those movement patterns for different conservation issues.
Diego Fernandez is a U of U Research Associate Professor of Geology and Geophysics and a co-author of the study. He says they cut through each ear bone layer by layer using laser ablation, building a very detailed map of where each fish in the study has traveled and how long it stayed in each place.
Each season, you add a new layer. So you end up with something that looks like a tree ring in the sense that it has like bands. Going from the center to the outer part of the bone, you basically are following all the life history of the fish.
What Sean did that was very different than anyone else was to analyze so many samples that he could begin to think about this at a population level.
That's Turate Serling, distinguished professor of geology, geophysics, and biology at the University of Utah and co-author of the study. He says what Brennan did was logistically incredible because there are no roads or trails anywhere near the watersheds. Brennan says he was fortunate to be able to study such a complex organism and hopes the research helps protect the salmon and its habitat.
The local people on the Nooshiegak River are very welcoming, and we worked closely with the folks that live in the watershed, and their help along the way was invaluable.
Results of the research can be found in Science Advances. Bob Nelson, KUER News.